Hello, darling. I missed you. How are you doing today? No answer. I mean, I know you're in a coma, but I would like to hear your voice. I wonder what your voice sounds like. I know it's going to be gorgeous and lovely. One day. Not today, though. So let's see how you're doing and take a look at your chart. No change. Again, not surprising. No visitors. Breaks my heart, it does. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that she doesn't come to visit you anymore. It happens more than you know. The longer someone sleeps, the less likely that friends and family will visit. It's a terrible, terrible thing. How people can forget the people they love. It's so selfish. I'm sorry, darling. I know what she meant to you. How happy you were. I saw the pictures. She seemed... You looked happy. You have a beautiful smile. But enough of that. Let's talk about you. How are you? Are you comfortable? Here, let me just fluff your pillow. You smell so good. You're special, you know. You are my favorite patient. I can just spend hours looking at you. Monitoring you, if anyone asks. Why I switched to the night shift. No one else around. Just the two of us. Well, and the other patients, but they don't matter. They're not you. You're special. Your hair's so soft. I tried not to fall for you. It's not very professional to fall for a patient. But you're just so sweet and lovely. I couldn't help myself. You know, it won't be like this forever. This is just temporary. You're just sleeping beauty. And soon you'll wake up. Do you like the flowers? Technically, in a hospital, we're not meant to have flowers. But being in a coma means, well, we bend certain rules. Visiting hours, flowers, decorations, music. Should I put some music on? How about something classical? I think you like classical. You're cultured, intelligent, special. Oh, you are so special. And I know you'll never leave me. And I will never leave you. Not like she did. I'm sorry she stopped visiting. But I had to do something. She wanted to move you. Said that your lack of progress, that it was something we were doing. I couldn't let her do that. I couldn't let her be so selfish. I'm sorry. But you know it's for the best. You know I only want the best for you. For us. And if she had moved you, you would have woken up. Without direct, unmitigated access, there's no way I would have been able to administer the drugs. You would have woken up and I can't have that. Not yet. I need my Sleeping Beauty to sleep for a little longer. But not too long. Just enough time for me to get everything sorted. You know I love you, don't you? You know I'm only doing this for us. It's only for a little longer. You know, you have all the doctors confused because you should be awake. You should be. You shouldn't be here. You should be out there living your life. What kind of life would it be without me? What kind of life would I have without you? Oh, just the thought of it. I remember when you first started showing signs of waking up. At first, I was so happy. And then I realized what it meant. And I couldn't let that happen. I couldn't let you leave me. I didn't have a choice. But I know you understand. I know you understand that I had my reasons. I did it for us. For you. So we could be together. My Sleeping Beauty. I like watching you sleep. You're so peaceful. I needed you to sleep for just a little longer. Long enough for people to forget you. Well, how they could ever forget you, I don't know. She was annoyingly persistent. Asking questions. Making trouble. I had to do something. I could have made it quick and painless. And I meant to, I did. She was meant to just fall asleep. But she started saying these ugly things. These accusations that were just horrible. If only you had heard the things she said, you would have done the same thing. I've never seen so much blood. the screams. There's a reason I don't work in A&E. No one suspected. They just thought that she couldn't take it anymore. She couldn't live with you being like this. Now there's no one left. No family, no friends. No one cares. I care. I love you so much. And we'll be together soon. More than this. I'll get to hear your voice. Feel your arms around me. I mean, I cuddle up to you and put your arm around me, but it's not the same. It's nice. It's really nice. But soon, it'll be perfect. Sorry. I don't mean to cry. It's just, I can't believe that I've been this lucky. I can't believe that you were this lucky. Who would have thought that a car accident would lead you to the love of your life? Wait. Did you just blink? Are you wake? Oh, darling, I know. I know you want to wake up. I know you want to be with me, but not yet. Just be patient. Be patient. No. Just let me just. That's right. Just let the drugs work. That's right. You're so peaceful when you're sleeping. But you're building up a tolerance to the drugs. And that's not good. But it's okay. It'll soon be time for Sleeping Beauty to wake up. And then we can have our fairy tale. But not yet. Not tonight. Tonight, we can just be. So, sweet dreams. I'm here. I'm watching. I love you. But for now, Sleeping Beauty still slumbers. But soon, you'll wake up. And it will be perfect. So, very.